Willem Extien shows how generosity and adding value to people's lives can make a difference in business and society.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique context on the African continent.
My name is Willem Extien. I'm the chief executive of Stone, and Stone itself is more than a company. I'm really the junior partner in the Lord's business. The reason why Stone was started was very much because of a calling following an outreach that I went on with Mold Empower Serve, an NGO that's very much part of our business. And to a very large way, I never had an epiphany somewhere along my life. The Lord and my beliefs were ingrained from a very, very young age. I got it as part of growing up. It was actually just natural that when I felt the need to actually give away some of my time, I had to exit the previous company that I was part of. And when I announced to our chairman that I actually wanted to give some of my time away to make a difference in the broken society we live in, his view was that I can't because he owned my time. Unfortunately, I had bad news for him and very good news for Stone. And on the 1st of August, 2008, we really started our business as a part of the Lord's work because I felt that at least a quarter of what we are as a business had to go towards making a difference in the society in which we work. We have been supporting Mold Empower Serve, or MES as they are known, since day one, and we still are. And fortunately, through various other channels, we have been privileged to also add value to other people along the way as well. It's that old motto of being blessed in order to be a blessing to others. And in a big way, Genesis 12 verse 2 states that that is actually what we are supposed to do. The Lord will bless us, He will make our name big in order for us to be a blessing to others. And that is really the driving force behind my company and behind the long hours that I put in. I'm fortunate that I'm being paid every day to do what I love, and it's like playing. And the good thing is, I can then also allocate a big chunk of my time and that of all my team in the company towards making a difference to the society in which we live. Throughout my whole career working in South Africa and abroad as well, there has been a whole preparation towards Stone being born. And really in 2008, it was a case of not having another choice. So adding value is not a choice, it is an imperative of both my business and of my life. My job is definitely a calling from God because I think in a big way, the Lord has bestowed some talents upon me and the people around me to really make a difference in the society that we live in. And I think it would be selfish and quite frankly, I would not be living a thankful life if I was not fulfilling this calling and making a difference. I think one can take a lot of learning from Genesis 12 verse 2, where the Lord says that He will bestow blessings upon us, He will make our name great, so that we can be a blessing to other people. It's interesting that shortly after I started my business, I read a business book called The Go-Giver that actually just confirmed that I wasn't completely nuts and that there are other people that actually think like that as well. So Bob Berg and Peter Mann wrote this fantastic book, and it's all about making a difference in other people's lives so that your true value is only determined by how much more value you add in other people's lives. People who know me know that I have an acute problem with any form of selfishness. I think generosity is a very welcome opposite to that. I think generosity is not only walking around with an open wallet, it is very much a case of giving of yourself and applying your talents to the benefits outside of yourself. And that doesn't mean that you just have to give away. It means that you also have to take custodianship of your life in a responsible fashion so that you can be successful in order to add value to others. I think generosity is, again, a prerequisite to being in business. If we are in business just for our own wallet, and if you are only paid in money, then you're really a sad case. And if I had to work for money alone, I would be a very sad person. So the big thing is, if you are paid doing what you can do well and enjoying what you do, so much more the benefit if you can share the benefit of that and the fruit of that. So it is really living within the fruit that the Lord expects of us. I think very often in the world in which we live, a lot of times, for humane reasons, a lot of people do good. And that doesn't take away from the result. But the motivation behind what people do very often sets them apart. If you do good just for the sake of doing good, it's still fair and fine. But if it is a Christian calling in your heart that you are living a thankful life because of what the Lord has bestowed upon you, it puts a total different slant to your business, to your life, and also to the joy that you get out of it. It's not about happiness, it's about inherent joy. And that is why when times are tough in the economy, Christian businesses are not spared from that. But the way in which we respond or to react to it is completely different, because we live in an environment of blessing and we live in an environment of grace. I think waking up every morning is a risk. There are no guarantees. But I think what sets it apart is dependent on who you trust and where you put your trust in it. Taking risks and calculated risks is part of life, it's part of business, and also it's a part of being a Christian. When you go out into the streets at night feeding hungry people, there are risks involved in that. But we are called to, in a spirit of generosity, make that difference in people's lives. Taking risks is not an irresponsible thing of all handles loose and free falling down a cliff. It is a case of making calculated risks, but within the shield of the Lord's protection and living in His grace. I think if a business is under strain, and I think there are many people that in the wake of the COVID pandemic is acutely aware of the pressures that business is under at this stage. In our game, there are lots of people who had to close their doors. But when business is tough and when the going gets tough, it is really important that you focus on the right things. And there are always people that have it worse off than yourself. And it doesn't mean that when things are tough, you have to close down and not be generous. It actually is a calling to be more generous and to be acutely aware of the need around you, not for selfish reasons, but to address the need around you, because we are part of an ecosystem of value that we live in. Is there something like irresponsible generosity? I think in a certain sense, the only irresponsible way to be generous is if you're doing it for the wrong reasons. If you are doing it in order to be seen or to get the accolades, as the good book says, unfortunately, then you've had your prize already. If you do generous things for the right reasons and with the right motivation, there can never be irresponsible generosity. But it is important, if you are a business person, to be astute in the way in which you run your business. It's not a case of being irresponsible and just say, oh, but whatever happens will happen. You need to run a tight ship in order to be successful, to add value far wider than your own wealth.
We appreciate your feedback. Before we go, please share your thoughts on this podcast by leaving a review on the rating section. Remember to subscribe to the Reframed podcast channel and stay tuned for next week's episode.